The Syrian government condemns the massacre in the village of Hula, in which over 90 civilians were killed, many of them children. Foreign Ministry spokesman Jihad Makdisi denied allegations that the Syrian government forces were behind the attack. He said the bloodshed was a plan to increase pressure on Damascus. A Bahraini court has sentenced 8 opposition activists to 15 years in prison each. They're accused of plotting attacks in the country. 2 of the defendants were tried in absentia as they remain at large. The ones present at the court chanted "Victory is close" after their verdicts were read out. Tragedy on the road. In Pakistan's central Punjab province, a bus skids off its route, hits a fence and overturns. At least 20 people were killed and more than 24 others were hurt. Bus accidents are common in Pakistan, where roads are not in good conditions and drivers generally ignore the rules. More civilian fatalities at the hands of US forces in Afghanistan. An Afghan couple and their 6 children are killed in an airstrike in Paktia province. The Western Military Alliance says it's investigating the attack. US operations in Afghanistan have resulted in a staggering number of civilian deaths. A mass opposition rally in Georgia. Tens of thousands of opposition supporters have taken to the streets of the capital, Tbilisi. The rally is part of the so-called Georgian Dream movement that seeks to oust President Mikhail Saakashvili's ruling party in an election due in October. Demonstrators in Morocco demand social justice. Thousands of trade unionists have marched in the country's largest city of Casablanca. They accuse the government of Prime Minister Abdellah Ben Kirane of having failed to live up to its promises made during last year's election campaign. General polls in South Africa's mountainous kingdom of Lesotho. More than 1 million people, that's about 2/3 of the country's entire population, cast their ballots. The voting is reminiscent of the 1998 election when violence erupted, prompting South Africa to intervene militarily. This year's vote went on relatively peacefully.